I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
GXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. How far are you willing to go for your health or your significant other's health? Because what Breezy is doing is incredibly selfless.
It's so selfless.
And you know what they say, Breezy? Like you said earlier, happy wife, happy life.
That's the saying.
Which is the dumbest saying I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, you're not married, so you don't know how important it is.
Right.
And I don't either, just yet, but...
What have you been doing?
So I, like, you know, I'm not going to violate HIPAA or anything, but, like, my fiancé is having some pretty severe GI issues.
Okay.
Some may say it's gastritis. Some may say it's a stomach ulcer. Some may say they have no idea what's going on.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm fighting something as we speak.
Yeah. But you go and try and get that all sorted out at the chiropractor, and they're like, nah. He's like, no, wait, don't.
Wrong doctor.
Don't do it. They claim it's all connected, but who really knows, right? So she's been dealing with a massive tummy ache for the past 2 months. 2 months is a pretty severe amount of time to be dealing with that.
Suffering?
And in so much pain and, you know, all the things. So I feel like if anyone can relate to this, 585-252-9900, I find a solution to every problem. And sometimes when you're surrounded by people who don't want a solution, they just want to complain or like relish in it or like just sit in those feelings. And I'm like, no, what are the next steps? Like, we got to go here. We got to go to this specialist here. We got to do this there.
Some people have been sitting in their situation, their illness, their sickness, even though they could get better.
Right.
They've been sitting in it for 20 plus years.
Right.
You take that away from them. What else is there to talk about?
What do they have? So my fiance got in with a specialist who she's seen in the past for other issues that she's had. And the experience was less than left a lot to be desired. Let's just put it that way. The doctor basically was like, yeah, I don't know. Buck up. Nothing's wrong with you. You know, like, you're good. We don't really see anything. There's not much we can do for you at this point. Your labs look, everything looks great.
Take some Pepto.
Yeah, like, call it a day. Rub some dirt in it. Throw a Band-Aid on it. You're good to go. And she was like, yeah, don't love that. Don't love that response. Like, and so now when she's on her way back, she's going to the same doctor because that's who she's been seeking care from. But we have, you know how the saying goes, hot girls have tummy issues. That's just how it goes. We have a ton of friends who also have stomach issues. And they're like, oh my gosh, we have this one GI doctor. And none of these people know each other. They just all go to the same doctor. We have this one GI doctor who is the absolute best. Like, my one friend has UC, my other friend has Crohn's. Like, she's like, she's healed me from the inside out.
Okay.
She does not stop until she finds the solution to the problem at hand.
A miracle worker, if you will.
A miracle worker. She's not going to stop running tests. She's not going to stop testing out medicine. She's not going to stop until you feel a little bit of comfort or relief, I should say. So I go, okay, this is amazing. You got to get in with this lady. She sounds like an angel walking among us. She's like, okay, I'll call. She calls the doctor's office. And you know how I feel about the doctor's office and the postal service. It's just not, we're beefing at all times.
Yes.
So she calls and they're like, I don't want to say the doctor's name because whatever. But this doctor is no longer taking new patients. And she's like, okay, can I like get on a wait list? She's like, for like the foreseeable future. Like it's over.
Oh, this is the doctor to get. Oh,
this is the doctor. This is the doctor.
You know you're doing well when you don't
even
care less about getting more patients.
You don't even have a moment.
You don't have a second
to get even one more patient because you are that good and your work speaks for itself that people are dying to get into you and you just are one person and you simply don't have time.
Can't do it
for everybody there. But now, you know me. I love the word no. I think it's a challenge. So my friends who actually do go to this person and do receive care from them, I'm sending them in with letters. I'm sending them in with briberies. Like, I am...
What kind of letters?
Letters explaining the situation. That went to one friend. Then we're going to see the response from the letter. And then if she declines the doctor, I'm going to go a different route, maybe with bribery. Like,
what are you
know.
Telling your friends to do with these letters?
Hand it to her.
They go into their appointment and hand them...
On their way out.
The doctor, the letter that you wrote saying what?
Patrice
needs you more than ever. Okay. You think that's going to work?
I don't know.
It's not like buying a home.
I don't know. Shooters shoot. You know what I mean? Shooters shoot. So.
Can't hate on you for trying.
Don't hate the player. Hate
What's the
game?
Bribery if that doesn't work out?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to come to the show with. Is it even legal to do? Second of all, what can I offer a doctor, please? Like, what can I offer a doctor?
Right. I think they have everything they need, but unless you can get them some concert tickets that...
That's actually not a bad idea.
Unfortunately...
This is why I brought it to the show.
Unfortunately, Jelly Roll was already here. So that's out of the question. Anything
Sounds
else?
Sounds like people had an amazing time there the other night. Listeners were just pouring in both
But
doors.
Breeze, I don't know. If the bribery thing, listen, if the letters don't work, sure, you can always fall back on the bribery thing, but you just got to figure out what that is. What are you going to offer a doctor that they don't already have?
Exactly, that they can't already buy themselves. They're like, hi, I have a private jet, so like, I don't really need your $25 gift card to Dunkin'.
But guys, if you can shoot us a message here, and I don't know if you're in the medical field, please weigh in 585-252-9800. Is this allowed? And if so, if you were a doctor, or you are, what would you want?
Right.
In order to open up your calendar for one more patient.
It's just one more patient. It's okay. It's totally fine. Or if you are a doctor, a nurse, or maybe even a receptionist, how can we all work collectively together so I can scoot around that line for my – because here's my biggest problem and my biggest fear. I'm getting married in 2 months to this woman, the love of my life. I don't want her miserable at the altar because her tummy hurts.
No, we don't want that.
Like, this is life or death.
Yeah. Can you imagine the smell that day? Thank God the wedding's outside.
It's going to be a lot. Yeah. It's going
to
be a lot.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.